Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, good morning. Kip Moore in later. True?
True.
Yes. I did the CMT Artists of the Year last night. We'll talk about that. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
You know, yesterday we were talking about people getting scammed because I think I got scammed. More details to come in the next couple of weeks. I just got to wait. Got to make sure. But Christy is on in Florida. Hey, Christy, tell me your story about getting scammed.
My sister bought concert tickets, front row tickets to see Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean from a third-party site. And apparently when they said wheelchair accessible, it meant wheelchair only.
Oh.
So when we got to the concert, we went up to our seats and there was no seats and they wouldn't let us stay there because we weren't in a wheelchair. So the lady grabbed our tickets and told us that we could go sit in the lawn, and it was pouring rain.
Wow, you paid all that money for pouring rain lawn seats.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. So we also had the meet and greet. My sister like had this great setup for me. She got me front row tickets for the first time. We had the meet and greet with Luke Bryan. So I'm like, all right, this is my only chance. So we get in the meet and greet. He asked me how I am, and I said, bad. He looked very confused. And we had to explain to him the whole situation. Aaron, give it back to him. Sorry, got my kid in the car. Had to explain the whole situation to him, and he's just like, oh, no. He's like, stand over here. And so we stood to the side of the meet and greet, like 5 feet from him for the entire rest of it. And his people talked to Jason's people. And as they all went through it, they ended up getting us some tickets. They weren't front row by any means, but we were at least undercover, and we weren't in the rain.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's how we do it around here. That's what I'm talking about.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So this young kid named Cole Lewis, he's on a hike in the woods with his mom and their dog. And they're walking through, da-da-da, and they almost step on a rattlesnake. And so when you almost step on a snake, they get angry. And so the snake struck at the little boy.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing was the dog Nala jumped in front of the little boy. The snake bit the dog.
What?
Saved the little boy's life. They got the dog quickly to the vet and a venom, saved the dog.
Hero dog.
Hero dog for sure. And the snake bit the dog on the nose and like latched onto the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the dog shook it off. They got him to the hospital. But the whole thing, like the dog jumped in front of the boy.
I mean, it's crazy that, I mean, sometimes we just think our dogs are just like there with us, but they really are, they can be protective and instinctual and take care of us.
If it was my dog, he probably would have just played with the snake. Like,
oh.
Yeah, he'd have been like, oh, a toy. Yeah, I don't think it'd be protecting, but yeah.
You
but
never know.
That's an awesome story.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond, the suspect who opened fire at a Maryland office park just before 9 a.m. yesterday morning, killing three, wounding two. He was caught in Delaware. Officials say he's no longer on the run. In weather news, the upper Northwest is getting hit by heavy rain. Some places in Washington State could see 10 to 15 inches of rain. And finally, in sports, the Yankees and Cubs won. Cubs play again tonight, facing possible elimination.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's Amy versus Lunchbox, and a game we call 1 second a song.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get these ready.
Hope
by the
you're
way,
ready.
Kip Moore in a bit. Talk to old Kipper. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah, ready.
I will give you 1 second of a popular song. You have to name it. Here we go. Here's your 1 second. Now, it's a very popular song right now. These are songs of today. 1 second of the song. Here it is again. Now, can you name that song? You have 5 seconds. All right. Amy, what do you have?
It's the 14th of October.
Lunchbox?
It's the 1st of September.
No, it's 14th of October.
1st of September.
No. It's Thomas Rhett. The 14th.
T-shirt I'm just doing.
She was in her T-shirt.
It's unforgettable.
Okay, go.
1 second a song. Okay. Ready. That's it? That's your 1 second. That's 1 second of the song.
Man.
Hold on. Does that sound familiar?
Yes!
All right, don't stop yelling at me. You scare me. It's early in the morning here. Here we go. All right, 1 second a song.
Oh.
Oh, Amy's writing something down.
I'm in.
Lunchbox is writing something down.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
What ifs?
Lunchbox?
Come over.
It is what if.
The sky falls.
Yeah, that's this part.
What if?
Damn.
Dang.
You say what if I...
He says come over, right? What if I come over?
No, I don't think so.
That's Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, come over.
No, that's a different song.
All right, here we go. 1 second a song. Ready? Ooh. Is that familiar?
Yeah.
Here it is again. Ooh. Wow. One more shot. All right, 1 second a song. It's these are hits of today.
Oh, man. I got...
All right. Amy?
Oh, man, all I have in my head is, kick it!
No, that's because I do that every time when I talk up the song.
Lunchbox. I'm Kane Brown.
No, we just played Kane Brown.
Yeah.
And it's not artist, it's song title, right? Is it?
It's song title. This is it. It's They Don't Know, Jason Aldean. One more lunch. If you don't get it, you lose.
Okay, but if I get it, I win?
But if you get it, you're tied for tiebreaker.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Hits of today. It's 1 second of it. Oh,
100%.
100. Wow. Oh, if you go ahead and take it, Amy, you win. Go ahead.
When it rains, it pours.
And there she goes. The big winner. The big winner.
There she goes again.
Look at her dancing. All right, congratulations.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Time for positivity. We got your Thursday. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
There's a 6-year-old in Kansas City who idolizes the police. So he sets up a donut and lemonade stand in his front yard, not to sell to the peeps, so cops stop by.
That's cool.
And he can give it to him for free.
Interesting twist.
Boom. A.M. Night Shyamalan's you with that one.
Yeah, you did.
You were like, this 6-year-old's about to raise a lot of money. Nope, he donates it.
He's just like, come on by.
That's cute.
Present your badge and you get a lemonade and a donut. I love it.
Amy?
Okay, so this 5-year-old has this bunny. It means everything to him. It's a stuffed bunny named Bean. And he lost Bean on a family trip to Portland. And they had to leave. Couldn't find it, but of course he's freaking out.
A stuffed bunny, so it's a toy. It's a toy.
Yeah, stuffed animal, not a real bunny.
Got it, go ahead.
So he takes it everywhere with him. Anyway, the mom is freaking out. So she puts a thing on Craigslist. She puts a thing on Facebook. They're just spreading around the town. Well, just 45 minutes later, after like an official in town started spreading it even more, the manager of a downtown restaurant located Bean, and they got Bean back to the boy.
Huh. They found the stuffed animal?
They found stuffed bunny the bean the stuffed bunny.
There you go. Lunchbox.
James Green decided to splurge and buy an Apple Watch because he wanted to start getting in shape, monitor his fitness, you know, count his steps, do all that. Well, he's sitting at his desk and he's typing away on the computer, click, 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 and all of a sudden his heart rate goes through the roof. And he's like, that's not normal. Calls 911. He had a, I'm going to try to say this word, pulmonary embolism in his heart, and he could have died if he didn't get help immediately. The Apple Watch saved his life.
Yeah, I told him, like, you got an issue.
Wow.
Stat.
What? Listen, you should wear your Apple Watch.
I bought an Apple Watch, worst thing I ever bought. Like, it was just a big away. I don't wear watches. And two, I don't really like apples. So those two things together didn't match. That being said, I kind of want the new one.
What does it look like?
Well, that's not what it looks like. Now you don't need the cell phone because you used to have to tether it with the phone.
Oh, right. They were synced together. Now it's just the watch.
But I know I'm not going to wear it. I just don't wear watches or jewelry of any kind. Like, I'm the anti-Brantley Gilbert in lots of ways. The least being the Apple Watch. But yeah, I do kind of want one though now.
Yeah! Bobby Bones
Show.
Wyatt.
Yes, sir.
What's up, buddy?
How's it going?
Good, man. Appreciate you calling. What can I do for you?
I've actually got a business opportunity for LB.
Oh, I like business opportunities. Let me hear about this.
We would like, me and my brother's actually getting married. We're going out on his bachelor party in Savannah, Georgia. Me and the other guys want LB to come out, hang out with us. We'll pay for everything, his airfare, any of his drinks, anything that he has to have, we will pay. We're going to treat him like the VIP that we know he is. And we want him to come out, hang out with us, and, you know, we'll figure out something he can do for the show. Maybe, you know, his drunk trivia here in Savannah, Georgia. You know, we'll figure something out. We just want him to come out, hang out, and make it worth the while.
Interesting. Well, you know, I'm going to step in here and be his agent for a second here. So, hey, Wyatt, Lunchbox gets what's called a talent fee when he goes and is, you know, a celebrity hangouter. So I'm wondering what your talent fee is for Lunchbox, aside from paying for his travel. Because when he goes somewhere, that's usually what happens. So what's his talent fee?
Well, there's room for negotiation.
No, this is the negotiation.
It's happening right now. Yeah, I mean, there's your one shot with my agent.
What do you have to offer as for a talent fee?
A talent fee?
Yeah.
What is his normal rate?
Let's say plus travel, room, food. I mean, guys got to eat.
Between the eight of us going, or seven not including the bachelor, I'm sure we could arrange that.
All right. So if you can do...
If you can scrounge up,
No, play cool.
Hey, let's raise
it. Slow down.
I mean,
cool.
We're being generous. Like, you know, you sound like a good listener, so we're giving you a low ball there. So if you can do it plus the food and hotel, I think my client probably could... Think about your offer.
Hey, don't forget about airfare.
You said that's part of it. But, I mean, you may just want to drive. Like, I've driven to Savannah. It's easier to drive. I mean, really, it is.
But then he'd have to drive home.
Yeah.
He's going to be
after a weekend bachelor party, I'm not one to drive home. I'll let the pilot do that.
Wyatt, let me get your info.
Okay.
I think all said and done about flights, food, hotel. You go with that? Bucks.
I mean, I'm doing the math. That might work out.
Yeah.
That might work out.
So, Wyatt, we'll let you think about that for a second, and then maybe we'll talk to you again soon. All right? Take it back. You know, talk about it with your people. We'll talk about it, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. I'm going to put you on hold. All right. How you feel about that?
I like that, dude.
Nice work.
Dang.
Man, you guys are good.
Yeah, let's do this more often.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Salem, New Hampshire. 2 months ago, Miss Rodriguez won $1 million on a scratch-off. A couple days ago, she got busted stealing $80 worth of lipstick from the department store.
Did she lose all her money already?
No, she just said she wanted to save her money. Oh.
So she couldn't buy lipstick?
She had $1 million!
Oh my goodness.
I'm Lunchbox, that's your bonehead story of the day.
That makes you feel sad. I don't know why. Yeah. I feel sad.
Bobby Bones Show.
From my bud, Kip Morris here. Morning, buddy.
Morning.
Hey, somebody saw you, and I know this of you. Like, you'll go do things by yourself.
Yeah.
I do, too. Like,
yeah.
I'll just go eat, go watch a movie by myself. Ray, was it you? Who saw Kip? It was Morgan, number one. Yeah, she was like, Kip comes in, eats, chill by himself, had a phone call, left. I was like, that's Kip.
Where?
Fenway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where? What's it called?
Yeah, I go there all the time.
What is that?
What's it called?
It's over there by the Sutler. Like,
we're on the air.
Same.
Do you know we're on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. Yeah. Okay. Because we just talk until it's time to go on the air, and then sometimes people have no idea where we're on the air.
Yeah.
We're given directions, so take a left at the tree.
Oh, I'm like, what kind of food do they have? What do you order? Yeah. What is good?
That's funny.
Yeah, she said she saw you come in and eat, and I was like, oh, that's Kemp's like me. He just kind of does the deal.
Yeah. Yeah, you meet some interesting people, too. Like, I always sit, you know, I just sit, like, at the bar, and there's a lot of people kind of going there by themselves, and you get to chat, and yeah, good people.
It's like Guitar Man.
Yeah.
You
it's
know?
It's an isolated journey
place
to Fenwick.
To place by himself.
Yeah.
You meet people, and then you head on to the next
one. I've been on a movie kick, going to the movies. I don't know why. I've always enjoyed that. I remember going to see... when I first moved to town, I went to see, and it was a really weird time in my life. But I went to see Eternal Sunshine, The Spotless Mind.
I loved that movie.
It absolutely. I've never had a movie wreck me like that. I'm not kidding. Like, I was sobbing in my seat by myself. But that was at a very weird stage in my life. But man, that movie killed me. But I like going to movies by myself, and you take it in a different internal way to me.
Have you seen anything lately?
I saw It recently.
What'd you see? I don't watch scary movies.
You know what? It was more of a coming-to-age movie to me than a horror movie. I was checked out of the horror aspect within the first 5 minutes when I heard the clown speak, like, in the gutter. Went, hey, Georgie. I was like, all right. I'm out. Like, this guy's not scary. I can't get into this. So
it was just funny to you.
But it was kind of like a Stranger Things coming of age kind of thing. But where Stranger Things was spooky, this wasn't spooky to me. It was just more of a... It had a lot of really powerful, innocent moments to me, which were profound. Like, when they were all in the water together and some of the looks they gave each other. The actors were incredible.
You watch Stranger Things?
Yeah, I love
Stranger
Things.
You watch it when it comes out?
Oh,
Halloween?
Heck yeah. Man, yeah.
You already watched the trailer?
I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Oh.
I've tried to hold off from seeing the trailer.
I do that with music, like when new music's coming out, and they'll be like, hey, here's the advance. Even before your record, like, I wouldn't listen to it until the day it came out, because I wanted to have it, and like...
I'll be honest, I had a problem with that.
No, I do with everyone.
Yeah, I had a problem with that.
With me not listening to
no,
it?
Oh, that's what it sounded like.
No,
I was like, uh-oh.
No, I had a problem with putting it out early. I had, you know, that's a lot of times when you're talking to your team, and you know, everybody wants the best for you, but it's that was kind of, I didn't realize that NPR didn't do that with a lot of records, so it was kind of like, you know, I wanted to wait until the last second, but you know, sometimes you give a little bit.
And I don't like to hear it because I like to hear what my listeners hear. I try to stay as same as them. So I won't listen to anything until... Because your label will send me the preview and go, hey, Kip's coming in. Listen to the whole record and talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't listen to anything.
And you also want to make your own opinions than everybody else saying, this is great here.
I don't listen to that. If people tell me something's great, I'm like, prove it. It gets worse. If someone tells me it's great, it's worse for it. Because I'm like, all right, let's just see what we got to offer here.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
But I thought the record, and I mean, I said this on the air many times, I thought the record was fantastic.
Thank you.
It grew. That. First time I listened to it, I was like... This is different.
Yeah.
Second time I listened, I was like, all right. About the fifth time, I was like, I'm into this.
Yeah.
And those are the records that last longer, the ones that you can grow with and develop.
I appreciate that.
Because I play Blonde on the air. I was just like, let me just play Blonde, because I love the song Blonde. And so, you can taste the playing it right now. Like, I heard this song, I was like, dang, like, that's the jam. But I bet you a lot of people have found different songs where they're like...
Yeah, you know, the one that I feel like I've consistently gotten from people as far as the one, and it's possibly one of my favorites on the record, is Plead the Fifth. The one that's grown, where people have been like, man, that wasn't my favorite at first. That's kind of become like this unanimous thing where that's the one that's grown on. That's what I've gotten back from most people was Plead the Fifth. But
people talk about The Bull, too.
Yeah.
Because that one's like, boom, right in your face. Thank you. What I talk about?
You know what? You know, and we talked about wanting to go with that, and you'd be amazed that, and this is just me, you know, I get in trouble a lot of times for just saying what's...
Say it, because I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, you know, we've gotten a lot of pushback because there's bull stations, and there's competitors, and there's this and that, and then you deal with all that stuff, and it's like, man, you know, when you're writing music, you're not thinking about any of that, and the song has nothing to do with other stations or this and that, and then it ends up becoming this thing that... You know, and I guess I get it on their side. It's just it's tough as an artist to deal with that.
As someone who's on bull stations and who's against bull stations, it's a completely ridiculous argument. I heard that weeks ago.
Yeah.
I heard, hey, they're having an issue with maybe not putting this out because stations that are against a station called The Bull are saying, we're not going to play a song called The Bull. Get over yourself, radio people.
Mm-hmm. It's tough, you know, because we've been playing that out live for the last 2 weeks. And I, of all the songs that I've ever played in my entire small career, of all the songs that I've ever played live, from Something About a Truck to Hey Pretty Girl to, you know, to the songs that were that hadn't come out yet as far as like a single, I've never had a shockwave go through a crowd the way what happens when The Bull comes on. Everyone knows it, and it's chaos inside when we kick into that song. Yeah. So I know that people are digging it, you know, but and it's tough thinking that it might not get to come out.
Let me play it again here.
Thank you, Uncle D, for teaching me to love my bone guitar. Thank you, girl, for broken bone, who shot an arrow to my heart. Thank you, Mama, for the roll, and thank you, Daddy, for the rock. Most of all, thanks to the Bulls to book me off.
Come on, yeah!
Come on!
That's
awesome.
No joke. That's how I feel. That's how it makes me want to fight somebody.
Let's go.
All right, Kip Moore is here. Album Slow Heart. We played More Girls Like You, which, by the way, that song's flown up the charts, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How's it?
It's been a minute.
How about it? Has been, but it's been a minute. But it's for the fact that it's moved so quickly as compared to your other smashes.
Yeah.
Like, it's your fastest song.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I looked at the data. I'm a data nerd.
Yeah.
That song moved rather quickly, especially compared to today. Unless you're Luke or Blake or Aldean, you're spending 50 weeks on the chart. You did a good job, my friend.
It makes you crazy.
You did a good job.
That's all right. For sure.
You have your guitar. I always like it when you play. What are you going to play for us?
Man, I'm going to play Plead the Fifth. I just decided that, if that's cool.
Have you guys announced a new single yet?
No, we haven't. We got to decide this week.
You still haven't decided?
We've all been on the fence with so many, so we got to pull the trigger this week. You know, and we've still been trying to figure out, well, how many stations aren't going to play The Bull? You know, there's like those kind of things we've been trying to dig into, you know, so I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to come next.
Turn that frown upside down and play us a song.
Yeah.
Come on. Kip Moore is here. This is from his record, Slow Heart. I hope you check it out. It's called Plead the Fifth.
Hey, guys. So because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Here's a funny story about Kip. Kip came over to the house when we were doing the BobbyCast.
Mm-hmm.
For only person in the history of the BobbyCast to get up and use the bathroom right in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
ever. He's talking. He's like, yeah. Hold on 1 second. Walks off, uses the bathroom. I was like, well, okay, we'll be back in a second.
You know, I can remember riding with Sean, my manager over here. A lot of times, like, my, like, backwoods, hillbilly, South Georgia thing kind of comes out. I can remember Tom Watson, the famous golfer who, you know, my dad was always, you know, raving about, you know, growing up. And I guess his granddaughter was getting married, and I was on the Eric Church tour. This was like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and they asked me to come play Hey Pretty Girl at her wedding. And it was this big, fancy plantation, and we pull up. You know, they get a limo to come get us or whatever. And the minute I got out, the main lady that was running the wedding, she's walking up, and I see, like, some bushes over there by the limo, and I said, hey, hang on 1 second. And I just start going to the bathroom right there. And Sean just starts dying laughing. And I black out for a minute. And then I realize, and she's like, this is the guy that's coming to play for us, you know? But, yeah, I just sometimes, yeah, the South Georgia hillbilly comes out, you know.
You got to go, I guess. You go. There it is. All right, Kip, that's one of the songs from his album Slow Heart. More Girls Like You, The Bull. Like, you have a bunch of good Blonde.
Thank you.
There's a lot of songs on there I like. I'm going to let you go, but I appreciate you coming by.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Let us know when you're ready for that next song.
All right.
We'll play it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, we'll play it.
Blonde is legit.
I don't
Thank
care.
You.
Listen,
I appreciate that.
I don't
no
care
problems.
If the song is called Kicks Brooks in the Morning. I'll play the song. You know what I mean?
I'm going to write a song called
That's
Kicks
right.
Brooks
and
in
you
the
know
morning.
What? And I'll play it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I don't care.
All right. Remember what you just said. I'm going to send it to you. I expect you to play Kix Brooks in the morning.
Hey, whatever you need. All right. If you write a song called Ryan Seacrest Morning Drive,
I'm going to write a song that's called Only Listen to Kix Brooks in the Morning.
Whatever you want to write. Yeah. And I'll play it. And if I like it, I'm going to play it. Because I'm a man of my word.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Halloween coming up and, you know, jack-o'-lanterns and all that goo. So they're like, hey, stop with the pumpkins and use pineapples and make your jack-o'-lanterns out of pineapples. So our producer, Eddie, has two kids. He has a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old. And you guys made your first, what's it called?
Yeah, pineapple lantern.
Terrible name. We got to figure it out. But you made a jack-o'-lantern out of a pineapple?
Dude, and it's so much easier. It was cleaner. Like, I loved it. I don't think the kids are so much sold yet, and the wife definitely doesn't want to start doing that. But I'm trying to get my whole family to stop doing pumpkins in general.
Is it because it's smaller that the kids don't like it? Like, yeah. It's thin, thin, small, not
well, I think because everyone else does pumpkins, they don't want to be the only family to do pineapples. You know, but I'm like, let's do this. It's cheaper. It's cleaner and it's cool. It's unique.
It's so cute because it has it looks like it has hair.
Spiky hair.
Spiky hair.
And so what's it called again?
Oh, pineapple lantern.
A terrible name.
Bobby Bones.
Okay, where do we want to start with the ridiculousness that was last night? Because I have a couple funny stories. First of all, I thought the CMT Artist of the Year Awards were put on in a fantastic way. In like 10 days, they switched the entire show and made it more about the fans and more about what's happened over the past few weeks instead of just a celebration. And I thought they nailed it. I was there. Usually, I'm not a big award show guy because it's a lot of commercials and a lot of... Last night was enjoyable.
So good.
And it was all the people we liked, too. And that was cool. Like, all those artists...
Yeah, we're
you know
fans
who
of all
even
them.
I had a nice little run-in with? Is Brian... BK from Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, really?
And I haven't always been on best terms with those guys. And mostly not Tyler. But Brian was super nice. Came up to me, talked. He had his hair all long.
Yeah, he got him in braids.
No, he wasn't in braids last night.
Oh, he wasn't?
No.
Just like down.
But I had a nice experience even with him last night. It was a good night.
Wow.
So, got to see everybody. Oh, it was a ridiculous part, right? So, all of a sudden, the Backstreet Boys... get up on stage. Now, I got to meet them and hang out with them earlier that night, and so everybody thought it was cool they were there.
Oh, yeah. Everyone.
And they get up and they're singing, right? And Amy's sitting next to me. I take Amy. And she goes, Nick Carter keeps pointing at me and winking at me while he's singing.
No, I said he winked once, and even he was singing.
Wow, Amy, that's so cool.
I know. I was dying.
She swore that Nick Carter, the blonde Backstreet Boy, winked and was pointing at her. And I was watching the same show.
I feel like you added the point. I said he kept looking at me while he was
like
singing.
I feel like you subtracted the point.
No.
Because you know how ridiculous it sounds.
And then came the wink. And I was like, oh my goodness. I elbowed Bobby right away. I was like, did you see that?
And I was watching. I didn't see anything.
Oh, he missed it.
Was it a wink or a blink?
It was nothing. It was nothing in her direction.
So you were sitting there and you watched the same performance. You didn't see any of this?
Nothing. So I laughed about that for probably an hour.
Okay.
Amy was convinced.
Hot stuff over there.
Okay, listen, she was looking pretty hot. I'm not going to lie. If I were Nick Carter, and I'd be like, hey, what up, lady over there?
So you're not denying it could have happened.
I'm not denying that it wasn't physically possible. But I never saw it, right? Another part was, so I go up and... Vince Gill and Amy Grant are sitting one table ahead, and Amy's like, oh, I know Vince relatively well, enough to go up and just, like, jump in and go, hey, Vince, how are you? I don't know Amy Grant as well. I've met her a couple times, but always been nice to me. So I go up, I talk to Vince for a bit, and then I talk to Amy Grant for a minute, and I'm like, Amy, come over here. My Amy.
Yeah, because I love Amy Grant.
And so he had his Amy, I have my Amy.
Right.
We do different things with him, but still.
Yeah.
So I say, Amy, come up here. And so my Amy comes up, and Amy Grant goes for the handshake with Amy at the same time that my Amy goes for the hug.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, because she's come in here before. I think it was like 4 years ago, but whatever. I don't know that I've seen her since, but she probably doesn't remember meeting me clearly. She went for the handshake, but I was already so determined that we were going to be hugging because we're friends.
She was mid-hug.
I mean, so I just went in for it, and it's almost like her hand kind of like hit me in the chest.
Just stabbed you with
it. It was so funny.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was awkward.
I mean,
human.
Whatever. I don't care. I hugged her.
between the Amy Grant moment and Nick Carter singing an entire Because You Love Me to Amy. I know.
Yeah.
What a night.
I'm not saying you sang to me the entire song.
It's a lot, though.
There was a moment. So yeah. I was like, wow. Nick, stop.
Oh, I'm a goodness. Married woman. Stop it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can see a picture on my Instagram where I'm taking it's me and all the Backstreet Boys. In the picture I take, my eyes are closed and my mouth's half open. And I'm like, my one shot!
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Leslie, Oklahoma City.
Yes, Bobby. Oh, my gosh. You looked amazing last night.
I looked amazing? Thank you very much for saying that. Thank you very much.
You did.
That old thing I was wearing, I just picked it up. That old thing?
No, I mean like your face, your skin, your hair, like... You just looked really good last night. Now, I saw you a couple of months ago on another award show whenever you was presenting. And you looked good then, but last night I told my husband, I was like, that's Bobby from the Bobby Bones Show.
And was he like, I mean?
Like, no, he looks good. Like, he looks healthy. He looks really good.
Thank you. Healthy.
I just heard Amy over there. Mm-hmm. I was like, she's always beautiful.
Always. There's never been a minute where she hasn't been beautiful. I agree. Go ahead.
But I did see Nick Carter. Wink last night.
Yes!
Not at Amy,
yes!
though.
Yes!
Amy saw him wink, too, and just assigned it to her.
He did, didn't he?
Actually, he winked at me, if we're being honest.
Okay, fine. You want to steal the wink.
Like, who is he doing that to? They didn't show who he was doing it to, so I didn't know. I thought he was just winking at the audience or something.
He wasn't winking at Amy.
Yeah.
Don't you think by now they have it in their act to wink toward the crowd?
I don't know.
You have 100 people like her going, I just got winked at.
I don't know.
Okay. Hey, thank you for the nice compliments. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you guys do amazing. And I listen to you guys on my iHeartRadio app whenever I travel. So I am taking you guys to Texas, Kansas, everywhere with me. Including Oklahoma, some places I don't get good service, so iHeart is there.
Thank you very much. Hey, listen, I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Have a good morning.
Man. She knows what's up.
You know, kind of she did, then she lost me after the whole wink thing. Gotta be honest with you. Yeah.
Bobby Bones is on.
Coming up in just a second, they've listed out the best band from every state in the history of that state. And I want to bring up some states. We'll do all the states that we're from.
Oh,
and then
cool.
Some of the other ones that I think are funny.
Nice.
For example, just one that I thought was interesting because I don't know anybody from Alaska. But apparently Portugal the Man, that band, is from Alaska.
Yeah, that's your thing right now. Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks
now. I've been feeling it since 1966 now. From Alaska, who
that's
knew?
Amazing.
I love this song. On the pop station, I love this one. I like the pop station a little bit now. I think our music on the country station is really good. I think we're at a good point. It cycles going out of like sounds that I like, but there's a lot of music that I really like right now on country stations. And again, there's no station ever like all of it. I'll be honest with you. I don't like any of us like every song, mm-hmm. but. Like between like the Lanco finally popping through and I like the new Kip song. Not the one he played. I mean, I don't know that one enough yet. But like him, the Luke Combs stuff. I mean, it's some pretty good stuff out there right now. Anyway, I'll get to the best state songs in a minute. I think you guys will be interested in that. How about this? If you had to keep one thing, Amy, your phone or texting? Well, which one would it be? Talking on the phone or just texting?
Talking on the phone.
I'm going to ask you one more time. Think about it. If you could keep the phone app or the messaging app, which would you choose?
Phone.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
I am. But 73% say texting. They would text.
Oh, well.
Who has time to talk?
I'm part of the minority.
When you get on with Amy, she doesn't stop.
That's true.
Oh, it isn't?
Text messaging, I do like it, but I have sometimes I just don't get, I'd rather, like, just call me. Let's just talk about it. It's easier than me replying to a text message. That's why I have, let's see how many I have unread right now.
Text, oh boy.
57.
That's crazy.
But I don't even understand where they are. Like, they're so far back that, like, I don't know. And then it's just too late and I don't have the, it's just overwhelming.
The fact that those red dots are on your phone
doesn't
drive me crazy.
Thanks.
I know. I can't look
what
at it.
What else do you want to know?
Nothing.
1,575 unread emails and 21 voicemails.
That makes me a little bit nauseous. Like, it does.
Nauseous!
Like, I don't think I have one red dot on my phone anywhere. Even if it's app updating time, it's fast I can get it.
Really?
I get it. Oh, yeah.
That, but, you're going to miss that voice-to-voice connection. One day when we don't communicate by speaking at all, that's going to be a sad day.
No, it ain't. It'll be a good day. I got a note from, by the way, not a commercial. I got a note from 23andMe saying they got my saliva test.
Yes.
I don't know how long it's going to take now. So what it is, I spit into it a lot. And you send it off and they tell you where you're from, if you have any siblings, what diseases you're prone to. Like, they give you all, apparently they give you all kinds of stuff. I haven't even read that much into it. I know I spit into a tube for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you had trouble with that.
But I got the note back today that they received my saliva tube.
This is going to be great.
That's exciting.
Right, like what if something happened? What if like Oprah? I'm kidding to Oprah.
Oh,
that'd
be amazing.
That'd be cool.
That'd be really good. I bet she could get my kids.
Because remember when everybody was like Oprah's relative that for a while? They were like, oh, I'm kidding to Oprah. By the way, does anybody else say Ken or is that just me?
I've heard Ken. I've never said
Ken.
It.
That's so natural in my vocabulary.
Never said that in my life.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Kenny Chesney announced dates for his 2018 Trip Around the Sun tour in a pretty cool way. In a video that he posted, he went to each stadium that he's playing and put on the football helmet of the team and was like, hey guys, I'm coming for you. And like, it's a really cool stadium shot. That must have taken him a lot of time.
I don't think that. I think that must cost a lot of money flying on that jet.
Oh, yeah. Time and money.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen, he's got plenty of boats, I'll be honest with you.
Thomas Rhett's going to be out with him. So is Old Dominion. It's going to be super cool. If you want to see the video, because I loved it, it's at bobbybones.com. So check it out. 68-year-old Billy Joel is expecting a child with his 35-year-old wife, Alexis.
That gives me hope.
Yeah, well, this is going to be their second child.
Oh, great, but that means he's still producing. I often wonder, true story, if I should test the old swimmers. Huh? 37 now.
Yeah.
No kids.
I think you're fine. Like, guys are fine.
You never know, you might as well just check it out.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Do a little swim test.
You just get in the pool with some floaties, see what's
they
up.
Work.
Yeah. But he's 68, still making babies.
68, his wife is 35, and his daughter that he had with Chris... That. His daughter that he had with Christy Brinkley is 31.
Yeah, Alexa. She's a good artist, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, she keeps saying the 35 to 60.
Yeah, she wants
ratio.
Me to comment on that. Nope, I have no problem with that.
No, I was just going to say his daughter was 31. Okay, bye. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Yeah. She's trying to get that in there. Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Amy's convinced last night as we were sitting in the audience for the CMT Artist of the Year, and we were close to the stage, that Nick Carter of the Backstreet Boys winked at her. Hey, Tiffany.
Hey.
Talk some sense into Amy.
So, Amy, the other night, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, my boyfriend and I were at the Bluebird Cafe when Bobby had a show and it had John Party and Dustin Lynch.
Yeah.
And Dustin Lynch was almost diagonally across from me. And, of course, I'm staring at him. And there were several moments where he was just staring at me and smiling. And I was nudging my boyfriend. I'm like, oh, my God, Dustin Lynch is staring and smiling at me. Do you see this right now? And he's like, no, you're imagining it. But he totally was.
Yeah, see, wait, how, oh. Bobby, did you think she was going to be on your side? Because she's not. She's on mine.
There's no sides here.
Yeah, there is. There's a side of Nick was winking at me, Nick was not winking at me. My side, winking.
I was with Dustin. Like,
yeah.
Again, I don't remember him going, hey, I keep winking at this girl over there.
You play it cool.
No.
You're just performing.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying that it meant anything. I'm just saying sometimes you choose someone.
Tiffany, thank you for the perspective.
All right, y'all have a great day.
I appreciate you.
Dustin Lynch was probably totally looking at her.
The corny now.
The morning corny.
What did the yoga instructor say when her landlord tried to evict her?
What did the yoga instructor say?
Stop. Don't.
When her landlord tried to evict her.
Namaste.
That was the morning corny.
Like a song or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This website, The Thrillist, put out these states, and they say, these are the best bands from these states.
And so we'll just start Amy, Texas, okay? Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, all born and raised in Texas.
That's right.
All right, so if I said who's the best of all time from Texas, you would say?
George Strait.
Lunchbox, you would say?
Oh, man. Buddy Holly.
Oh, Lubbock. Oh,
that's good.
Strong.
Yeah. Wow, Lunchbox.
Yeah. And I'm a huge Buddy Holly fan, so I love that
nice
answer.
Nice one, dude.
Eddie?
Willie Nelson.
Okay, the answer that they put is Destiny's Child.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
They are huge.
They are really big.
You can't argue. I mean, that's a good.
They did spawn off Beyonce, too. I'm not arguing that Destiny's Child's better than George Strait or Buddy Holly.
Or Willie.
Or Willie, because I don't think they are.
Okay.
But I see the argument. But, ooh, it's a tough one for me.
That's a big band.
A tough one to. Which, by the way, I bet you the Backstreet Boys, as I was watching them last night, are so happy that none of them blew up.
Oh, because yeah. They got to stay together. Justin Timberlake, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good call.
I said the same thing to my wife. I was like, do you think like Lance Bass and them are like, man, I'm so mad at Justin Timberlake because we could be those guys?
I think they're happy for him, but.
Well, no.
No,
because
I think they're probably like, he's doing great, but of course they would like to still have a career. That's the good thing about the Backstreet Boys is none of them broke through. That was the best thing for the band.
Yeah, that's why they're still doing this.
Mm-hmm. They got to eat.
Got to eat.
Okay, so Morgan number two is from Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, okay.
A place very near and dear to my heart. Morgan number two, now you're only 24, so like the Wiggles or something? Like who is it for you that you think is the best band from Kansas?
Honestly, I have to go with Kansas because that's a huge band there. Everybody loves them.
Wow, that's the answer, yeah. Named after the state. It's tough to not go with named after the state. Lay your weary
head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Die, yeah! All right. Let's go over to Raymond, our producer. Raymond hails from Michigan. Raymond, who's the best band to ever come from Michigan?
Yeah, I gotta go Eminem, baby. Detroit.
Yeah.
Nice. Eminem, okay. Or Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah.
But I think this one beats both of them. Ooh. Temptations. From states, they have Tennessee, which Morgan, number one, our main producer's from. Morgan, number one, from Tennessee, who is the best band to ever come from Tennessee in your mind? Go ahead.
I don't know any bands from Tennessee.
What?
No bands from Tennessee.
No, there probably aren't any.
There are so many.
So many. Well, they have...
So many shows.
They have
me.
Big Star.
Now
maybe Morgan's right.
I'm totally obscure.
I don't know who that is.
From Alaska, Portugal the Man, which I thought was interesting. From Florida. Who do you think Florida is?
Jimmy Buffett.
Nah, Tom Petty. Yeah. From Georgia.
Zach Brown Band.
Outkast.
Yeah. Oh,
revolutionary hip hop. Revolutionary. Completely revolutionary. Absolutely.
What about R.E.M.?
Okay, there's an argument for all those.
Okay.
But I'm saying you can't say they're not.
Okay. Remember?
There are other people you can't say are, but you can't say they're not.
Okay. Got it.
Like Andre, he's probably one of the best rappers of all time.
Andre 3000?
Whatever number you want to give him.
Yeah, 3,000.
Okay, good.
In Oklahoma, by the way, the Gap Band.
You dropped the bomb on me.
That's a classic.
Baby, you dropped the bomb on me.
Minus, dude, I'm from Arkansas.
Yeah, what you got?
Some band called Paul Bearer. You're out of your mind.
That's awful.
Who would you choose?
Well, for me, it would be kind of a thing. First of all, it would probably be Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, duh. Who's this band you just played a second ago?
I don't know. It's a real band.
Is it called Ruckus?
Paul Bearer.
Paul Bearer.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
After that, maybe Al Green.
Oh, yeah.
I would even put Evanescence in front of Paul Bearer. Remember Evanescence?
Yeah.
Bring me to life. So, yeah, anyway, there's that. That Arkansas was terrible. What?
Well, maybe they don't consider, like, all these individuals bands, so that's
Tom Petty
why
won Florida,
Tom Petty.
So.
But he's... That's true.
Yeah, so,
yeah he's the one.
Wake me up! Break me up inside! Wake me up inside!
that's better than Paul Bearer.
Wow. I don't even know what that is. That song takes me back.
Yeah.
To like, were we working pop when that? No, why?
I did. I was a teenager. I was like, I was young. Yeah. I was just a kid. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
I love this. Her name's Irene. She's a professional ballroom dancer. She went and ran a marathon in high heels. In 3-inch stilettos.
How is that possible?
She ran a full marathon. She set the world record.
Wow.
I mean, how is that possible?
Well, I can barely like stand in them in a
You can't stand
night.
In flats.
Yeah. Great point.
It just seems like really, really painful on everything.
You were pretty, you're very small. Like, you're thin and you're short. But you're still, would you admit, you're pretty clumsy?
Yeah.
It's weird, huh?
Yeah. I feel like my depth perception is off.
Like, what do you call it when you don't have
vertigo?
Yeah.
I don't know that that's what I don't think I have that, obviously. But
it's very endearing how clumsy you are.
But
Amy will walk into a wall that's been there for 5 years. Like, not just built.
But I wonder if there's a way to fix it, because I feel
there is. Actually, I read a story. It's called Pay Attention.
No.
Yeah.
Hey-o. That was really fast. Have you been thinking about that one?
No. I'm just witty.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to do a Never Gonna Get It?
Yeah.
All right. Never Gonna Get It. So I give you this here, and then I'm just giving you a hard time. You know that, right?
Oh, I know. I legit run into it's an issue. Like, my depth perception is totally off.
Usually, my friends that are really clumsy are really tall or like have extra long arms or something.
Like, I'll run into stuff and I'll be like, how did that happen? Yeah,
it's been there for my whole
life.
Like,
I have bruises.
Even your car, like, you hit stuff in your car all the time.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just talking about me walking.
But I'm talking about you in your car, too. It's a whole thing. All right. Here we go. Only 1 in 10 people do this after buying a house. Okay, I'll let you sit on that for a second. Only 1 in 10 people do this after buying a house. I'm going to come back to it. You start watching Manhunt Unabomber on Netflix?
I did. Episode 1, in the bag.
Did you think it was as fantastic as
yeah,
I did?
I wish I had had time to watch more. I did it while I was doing my hair for last night, put it on, and I've never done my hair fast. Like, it takes me a while to do my hair, and it went by so fast because the show was so good, and I wish I had time to watch the next one. I will binge it this weekend.
It's about the Unabomber back in the 90s, but he actually started in the 70s, and so what I like about it is it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And they even went to the real people that were part of this. And they're like, oh, it's 85 to 90% true. The things they messed up on are the things they didn't know. Like, you don't know what conversations are happening behind closed doors. So you have to creatively create. But it's called Manhunt Unabomber. It's a Discovery Channel show, but it's on Netflix for free.
Yeah, good recommendation from you because I like it.
I like to give good recommendations. I do that a lot. You guys ever notice that?
You yeah. are.
How good
Spot
my recommendations
on, man.
Does your arm hurt? From patting yourself on the back.
That's not how it goes. Stop.
What? How does it go then?
Elbow.
Oh.
Elbow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Convincing the elbow.
Yeah, my elbow. Yeah.
It really is good.
It's good. All right, Never Gonna Get It. You can ruin it. Lunchbox, be the spoiler. What is it?
It's easy. Paint it.
1 in 10 people do, only 1 in 10 people do this. Paint it.
Yeah. Yeah!
No, that's not yes
right.
or no?
I hit the wrong button.
It was wrong.
My bad. I hit the wrong
Fake
button.
Fake news.
Sorry. That's
he
not
got
it.
Up.
Okay.
Lunchbox jumped up out of his chair and was ready to celebrate. Not it.
Okay.
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 Oh.
What?
I'm ready. I know what it is.
Hey, Aaron in Richmond, Virginia. Go ahead. Aaron. Oh, Donna.
Yes.
What do you think it is in Van Buren, Arkansas?
Regret it.
You regret, like, buying the house?
Ooh.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, listen, when you sign all those papers...
That's a lot.
It's overwhelming.
And I've written a book, and still wasn't as hard as signing all those papers. It's a lot of papers.
Yeah.
And you don't really know
you
exactly
never know what you're
what
signing.
You're signing.
No, you have no idea.
You're just acting like you read the whole thing.
About the fifth one, you're just like, turn the page, I'm signing.
Yeah,
you
just
believe
anything in the middle.
Yeah. I just trust the lender. Okay.
That's not it. I will give you the answer after this. Hold on a minute.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You should not put on deodorant before you go to the gym. Did you see this story?
No, but I don't understand that.
Because it's bad for you. Actually, if you put it on, it stops the sweat from coming through. Mm.
and it doesn't allow those pores to work.
Okay, I agree with that. But if you wear the homemade kind like I make, you can wear it. No problem. It's the antiperspirant or whatever that's blocking your pores.
More and the quicker you sweat in a workout, the more fit you are because your internal thermostats are working. But since your body needs to cool down, it's better to let the fluids flow, and wearing anything underneath at all, and even tight clothing is not good for the same reason.
Oh.
Unless you have homemade tight clothing like Amy, which she makes out of hay, apparently.
Okay, I didn't know where you were going with that, but I totally agree. You sweat for a reason. You don't need to stop yourself from sweating.
Last night, we go to the CMT Artist of the Year Awards, and I presented Sam Hunt with the Song of the Year, and it was a really great event. We're hanging out. And a couple of the funny things. One, the Backstreet Boys get up to perform, and Amy still swears that Nick Carter winked at her, like right at her, and was like,
yeah.
As he was singing.
As he was singing. You're holy, holy.
Oh, you? To you?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I was sitting right beside her. She was like, he just winked at me.
I was like, Bobby, did you see that? Please tell me you saw that. Please tell me you're noticing what is happening right now.
I was watching.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but not that it didn't happen.
You must have been looking at Howie D.
I did hang out with Howie D back in the day.
Yeah.
Is he the bearded one?
No, he's the little one. Oh, nobody knows. He's the one that's kind of in the background.
Okay.
But he had a solo last night.
He did.
There was another part where we went to talk to Vince Gill and Amy Grant. And I know Vince. And so I was like, hey, Vince, how's it going? It was like 5 minutes before the show. And I don't know Amy as well. Amy Grant. His Amy. We've met a couple times, but I don't. And I was like, hey, Amy, it's great to see you. So I was like, hey, Amy, come over here. Because my Amy loves his Amy.
Right.
Yeah.
So Amy Grant goes to shake Amy's hand. And Amy goes in for the hug at the exact same time, and it was super awkward.
Yeah. Her hand, like, went into my chest. But it didn't stop me. I was like, we're hugging. Like, we're hugging, Amy Grant. You were my first concert. I didn't say that to her. I didn't say that in her ear.
There was a whole moment last night, too. Did you guys watch the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Did you see Luke Bryan talk about Keith Urban?
Oh, my goodness.
The age comment.
What did he say?
He was like, you inspire me to know that I can keep going even when I'm old. Something like that.
Yeah.
And Amy and I looked at each other like, did Luke just say that?
Like,
and not only did he say it, because we love Luke because he says whatever's on his mind. Luke doesn't have a filter. But he said it, and then they kept it. He was like, Keith Urban inspires me. That no matter how old I am, I can keep going.
Yeah. That's Luke, though.
Like, you can change with the – you can still make cool music at that age, basically.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Oh, burn. Because, like,
we
I
laugh.
See them as, like, peers.
Yeah, me
yeah,
too.
Of course.
By the way, I think Keith Urban was the best-looking person in the room last
night. For sure.
He walked by, and Amy – called it first. Keith walked by
to go get on stage. Like, he was sitting at a table far away, and he just walked by to go get up on stage.
You smelled him.
Oh, yeah. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
He passed the table, and it was like you get a whiff of Keith.
It's
like
Keith's this. Smell is amazing.
Yeah.
He walked by, and it was like this. He smelled it.
The scent of
Keith.
Yeah, and it's the same smell every time, the Keith smell, and you don't know what it is.
And he's rushing by because they're like, hey, you have 50 seconds to get on. And Amy and I are sitting there all said, the whiff.
And it hits you. Boom.
And then you're like, wow, that smells good.
It was such a strong room last night, meaning there's such big to us, they're huge stars. And the people that take time to stop what they're doing and talk to us, it's so crazy. Like, for example, Keith and Nicole were walking in. Keith stopped right in the middle of everybody talking to him, pictures, and like reaches down. I wasn't going to bother him. And I know Keith, even outside of the show, but he stopped and like bent down and hugged me with both arms at the table. And I was like, there are really important people here.
Yeah.
You guys shouldn't hug me. Like, I appreciate it. But like, Keith, I talked to, and I'm going to post the picture in just a second. For a bit, Luke and Lionel Richie at the same time, us three were just hanging out.
Dang.
And I was like, this is cool. And I put on Twitter last night, everybody that told me I wasn't cool, suck it. Because I'm hanging out with Lionel Richie. And,
boom.
Yeah, right now. I'm going to post that on Instagram.
What's Lionel Richie like?
A lot of personality.
He seemed cool.
And him and Luke together, a lot of personality. But really nice. What else? We were riding. So they hired me a car because I was presenting. So they paid for me a car to pick me up to make sure I get there in time.
Nice.
And they took a car to take me home. Amy came to my house before the show. And so she's in the back, and she's, you know how someone will be like, man, sure wish there was some food around here. And they really want food, but they don't want to say it.
Right.
We're in the back, and Amy's like, man, sure wish I had a, I guess I got to get an Uber to my house. I guess. And we're in the
say
back.
Say it like that. Yeah, I said, should I order an Uber now? Because then it'll be there waiting for me.
So she's obviously playing to me or to the driver, like, can you take her back across
right.
town? And the driver, who's an awesome
Totally cool.
Totally cool guy. And listener of the show, by the way.
Oh.
Was like, I'll take you across town. And he was like, no.
I said, you don't have to do that.
He's like, no. So I had to give Amy a quick life lesson. If somebody offers you something and you want it, you say yes or no.
Oh.
You don't cross up signals and be like, no, and then hopefully they ask again and then say yes. If they're offering, you have every right to take it. And he said, I'd be happy to drive you to your house. And Amy's like, if someone offers you something and you want it, say yes to it. If you don't, say no to it, because it only falls on you if they don't ask again.
Okay.
Yeah, this, Bobby used that opportunity to teach me this life
that
lesson.
That makes sense,
that's
though.
That's a good lesson.
I mean, yeah, but I really was like, you don't have to do that.
You didn't ask him and put him in an uncomfortable spot.
I did not.
He said, I'll take you. Amy wanted it. In that situation, if you want it, you also say yes. First of all, just stop some gap of communication that we have, even in relationships, where it's like, I don't know. I just got boo boo bleh. Yes or no? Do you want it?
Dang.
Do you not? And if you don't, that's okay. And if you do, I'm a big, if someone offers me something, hey, you should come over, you should hang out, hey, let's have dinner. I don't care if they mean it or not. If they say it, okay, cool, I'll put it on my calendar right now. And if I don't, nah, probably not.
Okay.
Let's be more decisive,
okay,
people.
Okay, yeah. I let him take me home.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
No, and he was a big listener. And I ran inside and I got him. He said his wife and his sister-in-law and his mom, I don't know, all these people listen. So I went inside and got him a bunch of Pimp and Joy hats and gave them to him.
Well, there you go.
It ended up being awesome. So thank you for forcing me to say okay.
Just in general, if someone offers you something and you want to take it, don't feel weird about it. They wouldn't offer it if they didn't mean it. And if they didn't mean it and they offer it, they just learned a lesson too.
Oh, dang.
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go. Live lesson. Let's do Never Gonna Get It. We got to get the answer here. The answer, the question is, only 1 in 10 people do this after buying a house. Tiffany in Ohio, only 1 in 10 people do this after buying a house. What do you think it is, Tiffany?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Go ahead. I'm good.
Go ahead.
Buy toilet seats.
Oh, replace the toilet seats. You know what? That's a fantastic thing.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
But
smart.
It's not the answer, but that's a smart thing. Replace the toilet seats. Nah. All right. What is it, Amy?
Open up the champagne.
Pop. No. Eddie.
Throw a house party.
No. Lunchbox.
I had housewarming party.
Only 1 in 10 people meet the neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Right away?
Sure.
Yeah, it's not really that much of a thing anymore.
Yeah, I don't care to meet my neighbors.
I meet my neighbors.
You know them?
I know them. Talk to them pretty much every day.
Yeah, you're kind of yard guy, though. Like, you stand in the yard.
Yeah.
Like, you're old. Like, that's cool, though. You're, you're old school.
I am.
In his underwear, stand in the yard.
Yeah, going out to get the paper in his underwear.
Morning, neighbor.
Billy, Teresa, how's little Jimmy? Good. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Good for you.
Yeah, neighbors are good.
There's your answer. The answer is meet their neighbors.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I want to do a segment called Ask the Show. You can call us and ask us something. If you missed something or you have a question about something, 877-77-BOBBY. That's our number. Ask the Show comes up in a bit. You can ask us. A couple things. Did you see the grave marker that was repossessed?
No.
Okay. It's a terrible story. Here.
In hindsight, it was a big mistake to have the cemetery to remove it.
This 5-year-old passed away, and they had a gravestone, and the cemetery went and removed it and left it with just a blank gravestone. They pulled the wrong one. Someone didn't pay their bill, and they pulled the wrong gravestone.
Wait, what?
Yeah. In Hickory, North Carolina, they removed a 5-year-old's grave marker after the family didn't pay the bill. The story went viral. They decided to replace it, and apparently it was a mistake.
We see it now, but we do offer the family a condolence and forgiveness, and hope they forgive us. That it has hurt everybody involved, and we hope that they have in their heart forgive us for it. Our prayers are with the family, and we hope that we can be friends down the road.
That genuinely sounds like an apology.
Totally.
Sometimes you hear apologies and you're like, that's not an apology. That sounds like a sincere apology.
Yeah. Totally. I mean, yeah.
And it doesn't sound like it was on purpose. And that's an apology.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But that was a pretty wild story. I didn't know they did that.
Me neither. And I didn't know, were you supposed to make payments or they never paid for it, the plot to begin with? Or maybe they were on a payment plan? I don't know. It's like, oh, shoot.
Last night, we do the CMT Artist of the Year Awards, and So I go and I'm presenting Sam Hunt with Song of the Year and lots of awesome people there. But they did I Won't Back Down again, like Jason did, Jason Aldean did at the end of SNL. But when he did SNL, he did a song and a verse, and he did it kind of broken down by himself. And they did it again last night. And I was like, I wonder how this is going to play out because it was the same song. But it ended up playing out awesome because it was Jason and Keith Urban and Stapleton and Little Big Town was singing the background vocals. The Woo, that's Little Big Town.
Yeah.
I was talking to Karen Fairchild afterward, and I was like, you guys are the greatest house band I've ever seen. Because they were up there for like four songs, and that's them, you know, even doing the Woos there. I mean, it's Little Big Town. So here. We went to the show, and we were sitting at a good table because I was on screen. They put you up close. And I was by far the least famous of all the presenters. Let's not even act like it was anything close. Because it was everybody cool, and it was me. And I was very honored that they asked me to do it. So I go up, and we're sitting at probably too cool of a table. We were sitting with Daniel Bradbury, though, who, by the way, crushed it last night.
Yeah, she was really good.
So good, so good.
Like, I told her, she came off, and... We're sitting at the same small table. And I know Danielle, and I was like, hey, listen. Because she was up there with a pretty powerful group of singers.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you deserve to be up there. Like, I know you're the new artist, and you're up there with these. I was like, you absolutely deserve to be up there. Man, she did, because she nailed it. That's one of those weird things where such a big voice comes from such a small body.
Oh, yeah. She's so tiny.
And
soulful.
So, mm-hmm. Did that.
But you were up there. I mean, you're saying like you didn't deserve to be up there, I guess.
I wasn't near famous enough. I'm very grateful they put me on the show.
But I feel like you did a really good job. And sometimes you can tell when people are reading from a teleprompter, but you were just like flowing with information. I don't even know if you had, I didn't look back to see if you had a prompter, if you didn't. And I was like, is he nervous? Like, what's happening up there? You did good.
Thank you.
It was very effortless.
Well, so the only moment of nervousness for me is right when it's time to go. And then it's over immediately. Like, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to get on the radio, and I'm supposed to be on TV. Like, that's how I make my money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thing. The only thing that makes me nervous is when you only have a small part and you mess up any of it, you stink.
Oh,
it's not like I get to do a whole show. Like, I mess up a lot during 5 hours, but it's not that big a deal. If you have... I think I was on for like 3.5 minutes. And you mess up during 3.5 minutes and you're the least famous person, then they go.
You're probably not going to get invited back.
Then they go,
wow.
You know what? He was already the worst that we had as far as.
Cut him.
Yeah. So
next time, nobody.
There was a relief. But I can tell you what I'm thinking when I'm up there.
What?
Because I go up on stage. It was two things. I'm not on that stage without people listening to the show. So I'm like, all this stuff that's going through my head, like, don't mess up, don't. It's not. It's I got to remember to give the fist to the fans.
Mm.
And I don't even call our listeners fans, but it just sounds cool.
Yeah.
Fist for the fans. Yeah. I'm like, I got to remember to give the fist for the fans. And so as soon as it came on, I gave the fist, and then it went to a package, like a video package, and it came back, and I was like, maybe I didn't catch it, so I'm doing it again. And so I put the fist up again, and I gave the fist to the people, my people, our people right now. And so when I do that stuff, realize it, I know that I wouldn't be standing on that stage without you that's listening to this show. So I gave the fist for the fans last night and twice because I just didn't want to miss it.
Nice.
I just don't get to do stuff like that if it's not for the earballs that are listening right now. So, and I appreciate that. And it was a great show. Aside from me, I was whatever. It was a great show.
Really was.
Brothers Osborne dropped the F-bomb. Did that go over the air?
No, they muted it.
Oh, they did?
They muted
it. Okay. We're playing Ask the Show. Angie in Bauxite, Arkansas. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. What would you like to ask the show?
Okay, so it's probably a really lame question, but I'm a single mom, and I'm exhausted all the time. But you guys are up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning doing a show. You're on tour for the Raging Idiots. I think you have book signings you do. I'm not sure about that. You're a presenter at certain awards shows. I know that Lunchbox mentioned something about
a soccer league or something. How do you guys find time to sleep? Like, maybe you guys can inspire me.
Well, I think Lunchbox should go first. He sleeps all the time. Like, it's amazing how much he sleeps.
Yeah, let me inspire you real quick. I take a nap every single day.
How long would you say, average?
A little over an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours in that range. So, yes, you just have to find time. When there's downtime, close your eyes. If you're sitting on the couch and you get 10 minutes, close your eyes, get a nap in. If you're in the waiting room for the doctor, take a nap.
Okay. He can take a nap anywhere at any time, though. I probably average about 4 hours a night. And then I try to cram on the weekends. So I don't get a lot of sleep. I always kind of feel like a zombie, but I'm good. Eventually, I'm not going to, this stuff's not going to happen. I'm just eating it while I can.
Yeah.
I got food in front of me. I got to eat.
Yeah.
Because eventually they're going to take the food away. I'm not going to have a show. I'm not going to have anything.
All.
I'm not that talented enough to have this go on forever. So that's a terrible answer. Thank you for calling.
I feel like being a single mom is way different because totally. Your schedule is on your child's schedule. So it's
mine's way harder. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ask the show. Ask the show.
Oh my goodness. Hit it. Hit the jukebox.
That's the worst jingle I've ever heard.
Wait, why is it on like a loop?
I don't know. Ray just said in my ear, I made a jingle for Ask the Show. And it's to Ranger Joe from Full House.
Ranger Joe.
But he didn't finish it. I was like, use Ranger Joe. He goes, it's up.
Ask the show.
He's better than I know. Ranger Joe. That's what it should be.
Okay.
There you go.
You can still work on that, Ray.
Hey, always can improve, right, Ray?
You could say, like, what do you want to know?
Good one, Amy.
Good. Hey, yeah, work on that.
Writing cred.
Yeah, good. Nobody's getting paid, so. By the way, let me tell you, Facebook was a little angry with Lunchbox. Lunchbox won $100 yesterday making a half-court shot. It took him 18 shots, but he finally made one. And they were like, you need to donate that money.
What?
Why?
Yeah, they kept saying, what charity are you going to donate that $100 to? And I'm like, wait a minute. Why are you telling me I need to donate it to a charity?
It would be nice.
I understand it would be nice,
but it would also be nice if they didn't tell me how to spend my money that I earned.
Says America.
Yeah, listen, you did earn it.
I mean, that was a great shot, clutch. I told you whenever you wanted me to end it, I would end it, and I ended it. And I don't know why so many people were telling me, oh, what charity are you going to donate it to? Relax. I donate to charity, and just because I'm not donating that $100 doesn't mean other charities aren't getting donations.
Oh, so you're donating to a lot of charities?
Yeah, I do at PetSmart. Every time I buy a dollar.
When you give a dollar once every 3 months, I don't think that can be on your resume.
PetSmart.
I get when they say, do you want to give a dollar? I consider it, and sometimes I do.
And he only does it because they ring a bell.
No, you guys are selling me short. Every time I buy dog food at PetSmart, they say, would you like to donate to homeless pets? I donate $2 because I have two dogs. Yeah. So $1 a dog.
All right. Nice. Today is National Kentucky Day. Did you know, you guys know that?
No.
What? Kentucky.
The state.
The state.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'll give you a question about a famous person from Kentucky. Tell me who the Kentuckian is.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Are you Kentuckians called Kentuckians?
I guess.
I don't know.
I just call them folks from Kentucky.
Yeah.
I call them Kentuckianites.
That's not it.
Do they do the Dougie in Kentucky?
I don't know.
They don't do the Dougie. Not in Kentucky.
Dougie.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This country artist is from Lexington, Kentucky. Before his solo career took off, several number one hits as a songwriter. Had songs by Luke, McGraw, Adele. Name that famous Kentuckian. Amy?
Chris Stapleton.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah!
Wow.
What up?
Lunchbox.
Oh, I thought we were...
This actor is from Lexington, Kentucky. For years, he was known as one of the most notable doctors on TV. Recently just got married.
Oh! George Clooney!
Correct.
Bam.
Kentuckian. Yeah.
Do you know he's from Kentucky?
Did not know.
I know he's from Lexington.
This actor's from Owensboro, Kentucky. His first notable role was in 1984 Nightmare on Elm Street.
What on earth?
He's been in movies about the sea. He's been in movies about kids. What do you think, Eddie?
Freddy Krueger. That would be, okay, cool.
Johnny Depp.
Thank you. From Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in movies about the sea.
Yeah. What is that? Oh, Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah.
Originally from Flatswood, Kentucky, this country musician had success in the early 1990s, which led to a lot of acting opportunities. He currently stars in a CMT sitcom. Name that Kentuckian, Amy.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
That is wow, she's good. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
This musician from Harlan, Kentucky is the lead singer of a multi-platinum selling boy band. He was married to another famous artist. They divorced in 2006. He's since remarried. Name that famous Kentuckian.
Duh. Ashley Parker Angel.
Who is that?
He was from O-Town back in the day.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Not. That's a boy band.
Amy?
Nick Lachey.
That's correct. Amy, you are
the winner. Oh, so if I'd have said Drew Lachey, would that have counted?
No, because he wasn't married to Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
And you didn't say Drew Lachey. So
dummy.
You said some guy from O-Town. Turn
go.
It up. Oh.
Amy, that was a good game for
you. I
need
you. To enjoy my song.
Yeah, I know.
Ask the show. Ask the show.
Still didn't fix it. All right.
Okay.
Larry in Florida, how are you?
Good, Bobby. How about yourself, man?
Really good. What would you like to ask the show?
Hey, I would like to ask how your stepfather is doing over there in Arkansas. I know the state park's about ready to close down, and what's he getting ready to do some hunting for?
All right. I'll ask him right now. Arkansas Keith's on the phone. Arkansas Keith.
Oh.
Hello?
That fellow was just asking about you. He'd like to know how your life is right now and how you're doing.
Life is wonderful.
He said he hears the parks are about to close, which your park is already closed, the park that you work at. So you're already
hunting. Already closed.
And he wanted to know what you're hunting for right now.
Well, I'm actually after deer with crossbow. I didn't go today, but I did yesterday. I actually killed a deer yesterday.
Yeah, tell me more.
Well, there's not a whole lot to tell. Just shot a buck yesterday, and muzzleloading is starting Saturday. All the guys will be out with the black powder, you know how
is. Let me tell you about these muzzleloaders.
I don't get it.
No. It's too much work. Like yeah. We used to go muzzle hunting all the time when I was a kid. I say all the time, I stop because it's too much work. There's no button a ball. This is not the Civil War. I just took that time off. It was like, I'm going to sit this one out because I don't feel like putting powder in, putting the ball in, taking the stick.
It looks cool, though.
And it's you're
the
just shooting.
The biggest buck you ever see and you snap at it, the gun don't go off. That's what's humiliating about them.
Yeah, you're going back like 100 years.
But it gives you more time to be in the woods, so everybody's about it. You know what I mean?
I do. I know why you love it. To me, it was just too much work. Like, I was good.
It is work.
Everything,
a lot of smoke, a lot of cleanup.
Everything else good?
Everything's very good. What can I say? Football game tomorrow night. That's going to be a big one. I'm not going to get to go. It's too far. But
Where's Mountain Pine playing tomorrow?
They're playing down around the Louisiana line. That school consolidated. I don't even know what they call that place anymore. It's Lafayette County.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Lafayette County, I think.
Well, all right. We'll talk to you soon. The caller asked about you, so I wanted to let him know.
Well, so thanks for asking about me, man.
Yeah. All right. See you later.
Take care.
All right.
I'll see you later.
All right. Bye. Arkansas Keith. There he is. And that's Ask the Show.
Ask the Show. Ask the Show.
Again.
I think I'm having some kind of... All right. Hey, don't change it. It's so bad. Don't change it. Morgan, our main producer, was a phone screener. She moved up. She's running the show. Mike D was a phone screener. He moved up. He's producing like 5 other shows that I'm doing. So that job is just like the entry. It's a part-time job, but it's like the entry job to the world, But people keep hitting Lunchbox up for the job.
I keep getting emails saying, hey, I put in a resume, and please put in a good word for me. If you do, I'll buy you lunch, and I'll do this, and I'll do that. And they're pouring their heart out to me. I'll move across the country. I'm ready for it. Like
anybody you want to put a word in for?
No, I don't, because I don't want to show favoritism, because I haven't interviewed them, and I don't want to recommend someone that is not a good candidate. I only do good candidates. If I met them, maybe I would, but no. So quit emailing me and pouring your heart out because I feel bad. I'm not going to put in a good word for you.
We're done with the interviews, right? Hey, Morgan, number one, we're done with the interviews, right?
Yep, finished yesterday.
So we're done with the interviews.
So you know who you're going to hire?
I believe so.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not going to say so right now,
right.
But I do believe so.
That's amazing.
Where are they from?
No. Not gonna do that.
What is their name? Give me initials.
I know I'm not doing any of that. But yeah.
So if they haven't got an interview, it's over?
We've done all of it. We did 6 or 7 or 8 interviews. Talked to a bunch of people. But yeah, so we'll be having somebody new. Somebody was giving me so much crap too. They were like, you're just supposed to be a bunch of friends around microphones.
And
I'm like,
what about it?
We still are.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't have any more friends to hire. I've hired them all.
We're friendless at this point. We're all here.
I got nobody else. Or they have, real jobs.
Yeah.
So all my friends have been hired. This is it.
Yeah. Because also, too, we're getting older.
Excuse me?
What does that mean?
Not me.
And what?
Yeah, what does that mean?
We're getting older. Like Bobby said, people are already established in their careers. They have jobs. They have stuff going on. When we were younger, it was easier for Bobby to pluck us from what we were doing.
Yeah. I took Amy at 24 selling granite and was like, hey, leave. It was all right. She's got a promotion too. Full-time job. Hey, please come work in radio. She's never worked radio in her life. Lunchbox is working at Jason's Deli. I was like, hey, would you mind moving back in with your parents? And he was still working at Sam's Club, seasonal. And he started doing this. Eddie was doing full-time production. I was like, dude, would you mind moving across the country for a job you've never done before in your life?
Yeah. Ray, wife was pregnant.
Right, his wife was pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Ray was an intern. Morgan was an intern. Mike D was an intern. I'm out of people. So now I just got to find the most qualified person. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How was the process? Tough?
Yeah, like, did you test
them? There were some
like,
really good people. That's why that was the tough part. It's really good. You know who I want to talk to? She's on the phone right now. Because it's rare that I'll meet someone and go, I think that's a good influence for young girls. Because it's so – I get to see a lot of things happening. And this – Bailey Bryan is on the phone right now. Hey, Bailey.
Hi.
So – and I want everybody to look Bailey up. And she's been on the show before. And I was just going to play her song that she put out yesterday. But whenever I look at people and I go, hey, who are good role models for young girls? So a lot of parents listen to the show. Like, who is someone that my daughter could look up to? Like, Bailey Bryan comes to my mind so much so because Bailey has this attitude of, I'm just going to be me. And I know that in some ways I'm awesome and in some ways I'm flawed, but I'm going to be me. And I think that is such an important message. And before I played your song, I just wanted to put you on there and tell you that, Bailey.
Thanks. Oh, I appreciate it.
Talk about that, because you even wrote a song about that was like, hey, I am who I am.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've kind of found that that's like the only thing that works for me. If I'm not just kind of doing me and putting out like, this is what makes me who I am, then I'm like a really weird, awkward person, like just more so than in general. And so I've kind of like made it my rule as an artist to do what feels right to me, and putting out this song. It's a cover of Too Good by Drake.
And it's so good, by the way. And I'm going to play it. Bailey, someone said a long time ago, don't compare someone else's highlight reel to your behind the scenes, because that's what we all end up doing. We all go, oh, wow, look at how great all their stuff is. And we're comparing that to like our real life stuff. So don't compare. And Bailey's one of these artists that I see who she doesn't put her highlight reel out there. It's just like her real life. And that's not an insult, by the way, Bailey.
No, I know. I appreciate it.
Well, I want to play the song. I just wanted to tell you that I love it, and I want to play it. I want to get you on the phone and at the same time tell parents out there, you have young daughters? Like, this is a role model that I think your kids could look up to. And it would be just a solid choice about just being honest and knowing who you are. So I know it's early in the morning. We woke you up. So I just want to say hello.
You're good. Thanks so much for talking to me. And congrats on your CMA.
Oh, thank you. Somebody told her to say that. First, no one just, Bailey, did somebody tell you to say that?
No.
Be honest. Be honest.
Yeah, totally. But I do want to congratulate
you. Okay, see? There we go. All right, Bailey.
No, I'm just like super on. Thank you so much.
Have a good morning, Bailey. Sorry we bothered you.
Woke you up. You guys too. No.
See how awkward this is? That's why she's not polished. She is who she is. I'm going to play this. So, this is Bailey Bryan.
I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to ask you if you're okay. My friends always feel the need to tell me things. It seems like they're just happier than us these days. These days I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to be there when you need me.
That's Too Good from Bailey Bryan. I'm going to tell you, I enjoyed that phone call so much because it was so awkward, and that's why I love.
Mm-hmm.
And then she even admitted someone told her to say, here, that's on the CMA. Anyway, that's it. That's why I want to put her on. She's just good. She's good. I can't wait till she breaks out and becomes a huge star. That's called Too Good from Bailey Bryan, and I just wanted to play it because I like it. That's all. Tomorrow, Darius in studio, and he's going to perform, and tomorrow, Shania Twain back in studio. So tomorrow will be jam-packed. Tomorrow night, Raging Idiots, we go play music again. That'll be fun. You know, I was thinking, we should probably not trap guests in the hallway.
Oh, I mean, I don't know who did that, but I mean,
what are you referring to? Who did it?
Amy trapped Kip Moore and would not leave him alone.
Oh, no.
I
earlier.
Did not.
So much so that I heard he had his guitar and he was like,
trying to use it to
and trying to get out. And Amy would not stop.
He was what? Using was like, his guitar
no,
to
no,
get out?
No, 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 no. Who told me about the guitar?
Lunchbox? I know
no,
it.
No, Morgan number one did.
Oh my goodness.
What happened?
He like picked his guitar up off the ground. Like he was clearly ready to walk out with it. And I don't think Amy even noticed
I
for
didn't.
A second.
I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
You got... Listen, you're a very friendly person. And people like you a lot.
He was asking me questions,
I know.
I think.
I think you trapped him.
I did.
And you wouldn't let... You had him the doorway blocked.
I mean, you did, but to be fair, it was Morgan number one was also there. They were both deep in conversation. I was like, I think Kip wants to leave, guys.
Oh, yeah. Lunchbox tried to rescue Kip, and I was like,
oh, wingman.
But he was fine. Kip was...
I tried to.
Dude, recognize dude. In trouble.
I saw the look in Kip's eyes, and he was like, oh, my goodness. When am I going to be able to leave? And I was like...
Really? I feel like, I mean, I know I saw you try to rescue him, but I feel like he was engaged in the conversation. He was asking questions. Even when he was halfway down the hall, he turned back around and like asked another question.
He was making
question.
Sure you weren't trailing him. That's what he was doing.
Oh, no. Okay.
We got to just chill out with that.
What?
Just
You're
let him go.
Like it's a
just,
thing. Just,
it is a thing.
It's not a thing.
Okay. That's fine. So that happened. Kip came in. Was awesome this morning. You should hope you go back and listen
you
to that.
Check it out.
You should check it out.
Totally. But don't talk to him because that's not allowed.
No, you just let him go.
That
respect
wasn't the point.
Time.
We just spent 20 minutes with him. And then you're in my office, and he's like, he had his guitar, like he's ready to go. And Amy's like, but first, let me tell you, I tried this new smoothie recipe.
Oh, no.
He likes smoothies.
I keep a baseball bat under my bed. Yeah. Because I'm afraid I'm going to shoot somebody. Because I have guns. And it started to get to the point where my alarm would just set off. It would trigger. And I have a pretty sensitive alarm anyway. Lots of cameras and alarms. And so it would trigger. So I would be like, uh-oh. I'd freak out. I'd grab a gun. And I'd walk downstairs. And I know that I'm ready. Because I've just had too much crap happen in my life. People breaking into my house, robbing me, that stuff. So I've taken the gun. And it's in a different place where it takes me at least a level to get to. Now I keep a baseball bat right under the bed. So, Eddie's house, somebody like you think came into your house.
Oh, I am 100% sure somebody opened my front door and closed it.
What?
Quickly, yeah.
When? When you were there?
Yesterday, my wife, it was just me and my wife while the kids were in school, and we were in another room, and I heard the door open. We looked at each other like, huh? And the dog ran to the door, and the door closed. And we're like, that was someone. So we run up to the door. I open it. And I look out the yard. I don't see anything. I go out to the street. I don't see anything. But I'm telling you, somebody opened that door.
So are you going to have a gun ready?
Oh, no, no, no. Thank you to you and your story. I've got us all baseball bats. One on my wife's side, one on my side. And the boys have their own bats, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're
going to
beat each other up with them, dude.
No.
It's not about saving. They're just going to fight with them.
Bones, that's scary stuff,
man.
Yeah,
it stinks because you're just vulnerable.
Yeah.
So I keep a bat so I don't shoot somebody.
Now we do, too.
But if I need to shoot somebody, I'm going to shoot somebody.
Damn right.
Yeah. You know who was really good last night at the Artist of the Year Awards? Well, first of all, everybody was really good. But whose performance was like, holy Chicago. It was, oh, you want to...
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Andra Day? The girl that opened
up
the show?
Oh, she could sing. Oh, she was singing her brains out.
Yeah.
It was so... She was so... That wasn't what I was going to say.
Okay.
She was so good that Amy showed me her arm, and it looked like she had pimples all over her arm because her hair was standing up that
yeah.
high.
Yeah, Bones, that went through the TV.
Yeah,
I felt it at home.
Because
yes.
We for sure felt it in the room.
Amazing.
Between... Because she crushed it... Karen Fairchild
yes.
crushed it. Daniel Bradbury.
Yep.
It was just like, boom,
amazing.
Boom, boom. It was awesome yeah. in the room. And you never know how it translates.
Yeah, it did. And we felt it back at home. It was amazing.
Did you feel the Keith Urban-ness when he played
Blue
Ain't Your Color?
I loved that version, man. And it was beautiful. Because my whole family, we were all watching the living room, and we all stopped to listen. And even Junior, my four-year-old, goes, I like that song.
It was a piano
so
and a horn.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
To me, that was the performance of the night.
Yeah.
It was so good. And all the girls, they were all just like, and they were all of them.
Yeah, all the girls.
I think everybody in that room got pregnant last
and
night.
And Bobby.
Yeah. I might be pregnant too.
Yeah. No. Check yourself.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're so lucky that we get to see these things up close, even in the studio. It was one of the coolest forms I've ever seen. I thought Keith Urban crushed it last night.
And there was a moment where he straight up like gave a little nod to Nicole Kidman during the song. And she like, I can't remember exactly what he said to her, but he was like, blue ain't your color. And he like said a little something to her, and she like is at the table and she smiled back. She's like, I see you, honey. I mean, it was just the cutest thing ever. Like, they're just adorable.
Well, you know who I think is adorable? When Nick Carter winked at Amy for the Backstreet Boys, she swears it.
Yeah.
See?
You two are just adorable, Amy.
Yeah, you and Nick Carter, adorable. Yeah. When he winked at you.
Do you believe it happened now? I think you're starting to believe it.
I think he just winks out into the crowd as like a muscle memory when he's singing those love songs.
I don't know. I really felt it. It was for me. I really will never forget that night. Thank you for taking me.
I felt like Luke Bryan hip thrusted to me specifically when he was singing. He gave me one of those. I was like, Amy, that was for me. Did you see that?
Bobby Bones, everybody.
This is a Bobby Bones.
Come on, Bobby.
People are asking who that artist was I was playing earlier. I'm getting a lot of tweets. And so her name is Bailey Bryan, and the song's Too Good.
I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted, and I just don't understand. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted, and I just don't understand. I don't know how to talk to you.
So Bailey Bryan's her name, if you want to check that out.
Let's go.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, do you know Black Friday is like no more? It's like not a big deal to people anymore. They've done research.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe the news just covers it so much because I don't do it. But maybe they cover it so much that I feel like it's such a thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a big shopping day, don't get me wrong, but they're just saying less and less people every year are showing up to shop because they feel like people are coming up with amazing deals year round. And then also people just really don't want to put up with the crowds. And then you got things like Cyber Monday. You don't even have to leave your house.
Also, people just aren't shopping as much anyway. Aside from this one Black Friday, people aren't going to stores as much anyway because they don't have to, because Amazon, because things like that. So just generally all the shopping is, it's good. I don't ever want to leave my house.
Do you think that Black Friday will be like, once our kids are like grown, we're like telling them stories, well, back in the day, we used to have this thing called
Black
Friday.
Back in the day, Coca-Cola had cocaine.
People would trample over each other get a TV on sale. Okay, anybody in here, because we're all young.
Of
course. I mean, never felt younger. Yeah.
What, are we like the cruise type people? Do y'all feel like cruises are for older people?
Oh, like a boat cruise?
Yeah.
I thought it was a rich person thing because I grew up a poor kid in Arkansas. We didn't have water. We had the lake. There was no ocean. There was no big boat. I didn't ever saw a cruise ship until like 3 years ago. And I was like, that thing's bigger than an apartment complex.
Yes, it is.
For me, it wasn't an older young. It was kind of a socioeconomic thing where it was the rich would do. So I'm going to pull myself out, but I would say old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had to say, but I never really thought about that part of it. I have like resentment toward rich people, and I shouldn't, but it's still in my heart. Guys, I'm telling you. Here's a couple things. Oh, I'm such a bad person because people that go on cruises and people that go snow skiing, I'm like, I don't know if we can be friends because you're rich. And it's not fair because people grow up where you snow ski, and snow skiing, if you live there, it's not a big deal, right?
Right.
If you live there, it's just what you do. But I've never been snow skiing in my life, and it was only always people dressing up in their rich clothes, going with their snow, sloping down the slaps or whatever you do. And I was like, those are rich people. I don't relate to that, so I don't like you. That was how I felt my whole life. I understand that it was wrong. It's a wrong thing to feel. But I feel that way about rich people. That's why I can never date a rich girl. My whole life, I can never, because I was like, I didn't understand. So to answer your question, cruises are for old people.
What is happening right now?
It's a long way around, but
get that out.
No, okay. But it's just in my head. Like, I think of that as, I have trouble with that. I still have trouble with that. It's not a good trait in me to think people that come from money.
So listen,
they have their own
you.
Problems. Everybody has their own problems. And I just need to be more of an adult. I hate myself right now.
Like,
wow.
I know. So every Christmas when I go skiing with my family,
yeah, we hate that.
Do you like hate
yeah,
me?
Pretty much.
Do you hate me?
I don't consciously, and I don't hate you.
Do
but
you subconsciously hate me?
I don't hate you. I hate the, no. The answer is I just felt like people that would go snow skiing were rich.
Yeah.
I was jealous. It's more of a I'm talking it out. It's very much a jealousy thing because I couldn't afford that. You know what we did? We went water skiing behind a bass boat. So yeah. It was a little hard to get up sometimes when you only had a 40 on the bass.
10 horsepower.
Yeah. A trolling motor doesn't pull skis. Yeah, I shouldn't feel that way, but that's just my heart talking. Go ahead.
So anyway, there's a cruise line that is catering towards millennials. So they want to bring in a younger crowd, and they're having activities such as mixology classes, which is like the fun drink mixing, you know, situation, farm-to-table cuisine, DJ booths, and yoga. So if you're into that, I don't know, you check it out.
And that's for cruises.
Cruises for young people.
Okay. Where did, how did Snowskin get into this?
You brought it up.
Okay, just making sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. So according to a new poll, I have the most overrated quarterback, and I don't agree with that.
Oh, but overrated isn't always a bad thing. Overrated, you can still be really good and be overrated.
Oh, okay.
So I would say overrated, people are going to be haters, and they're going to say Tom Brady. That's who I think.
100% Tom Brady.
I think they're going to say Tom Brady.
Easy.
Tom Brady is a part of the poll, but he's not the most overrated.
Okay. Whoa. What number is he? Two or three?
He is a different category. There's a poll. There's most overrated.
Okay, so you're not reading all of them. You're just reading the number one.
Right.
Okay.
Who's the most favorite quarterback?
Okay. Let's go say the original question.
Yeah, who's the overrated?
Cam Newton.
He's also on the list for a different category.
Okay, who is it?
Eli Manning.
Yeah.
He's won two Super Bowls.
Overrated.
I don't think people think he's a great quarterback. I don't think anyone
rates him high.
I think people think he's a, I think people go, he's won two Super Bowls, been a part of two great teams. Yeah. And, but anyway.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just like to hear Eddie.
So Eli Manning is the most overrated. Cam Newton is the biggest trash talker.
Okay.
And Tom Brady is the favorite quarterback to sack.
Probably because you can't get to him because he's so good at getting rid of the ball. No, that's a literal thing. Like, he's so.
So if people sack him, they probably go home at night and they're like, sack Tom Brady tonight.
Well, they're probably going, like, crap, we lost. So I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Unless they won.
People are haters. That's why people don't like the Patriots. Because they win. You talk about cheating. Everybody cheats. Patriots win.
Everybody cheats?
Yeah.
What? They didn't cheat?
Well, they recorded this whole thing.
Allegedly.
No.
I thought you were talking about Deflategate.
That's a different thing. And that's a stupid thing, too. Should have never been a thing. I know quarterbacks. They said everybody does that.
Everybody lets air out of the ball.
Yes.
Everybody deflates.
Yes.
Hey.
I deflated your tires before the show.
Oh,
we have our own version of
Bobby,
you punk.
Just because everybody does it doesn't make it right.
I know. I said it's cheating, but everybody does it, so it's right. Go ahead.
So since we're talking football, and I know what I'm talking about, have you heard of the Sports Illustrated Jinx? Because it's happening.
Oh, for our whole life.
The cover.
Oh. Yeah.
If you get on the cover, bad things happen to you. It's like the Madden curse.
Y'all about this. Yeah, because right now it's happening before our very eyes. Aaron Rodgers, he broke his collarbone or whatever.
He did.
And he was on the cover. J.J. Watt.
Wow.
Out. Dunzo. He was on the cover.
It's your doctor definition there. Dunzo.
Dunzo. Dunzo. Good talk.
Whoever David Johnson is, he is on the cover. Out.
Running back.
Yeah. And then you know who else is on the cover this year that he better just watch himself?
Brady.
He needs to be very, very careful.
Who's that?
Tom Brady.
I'll give you an example of something that happened really bad. But when the Dodgers were on, they lost like 50 in a row. Not that many. But now they're up 3-1. But after they were on, they lost a ton of games in a row.
Tom should be careful.
Nah.
That's crazy.
Why would you even, if Sports Illustrated approached you, why would you say yes to being on the
cover? Can I tell you the real answer to this?
What?
Is that if you put enough people on Sports Illustrated, eventually something's going to happen to some of them.
I don't know.
Oh, is that
There's
it?
No
Yeah, because it comes out once a week.
Yes.
And they don't really ask I was
on the cover 2 weeks ago.
It's not. Watch yourself,
Bones. Wait, hold on. I thought all these people were on the cover this year.
No, it comes out every week.
I didn't know that.
But I think all these people were on the cover this year.
They were.
But if you have 52 people.
That's pretty good.
And you're playing a sport where you're ramming each other over and over again.
And four of them get hurt out of 52.
Whatever.
Odds are good.
It's the jinx. It's real.
That's your pile?
Yep. The Bobby
Bones Show. Tomorrow, Shania Twain in studio. Tomorrow, Darius Rucker in studio. Tomorrow, dance parties. Tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm excited for tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think about that.
All of that.
Also, if you go to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, you can see my one, controversial boots. Two, me with all the Backstreet Boys. Three, Amy and I rocking our uniforms or outfits or whatever it's called.
Yeah, outfits.
Not uniforms.
Yeah. From the CMT Artist of the Year. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. We'll see you tomorrow. It's a big show. And as you heard, Amy's excited about it, so we all are. Right, everybody?
Yeah.
Thank you for listening today. Thanks to Kip Moore for stopping by. Listen on the podcast, iHeartRadio, or go to iTunes and search Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones. Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations, prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.